As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blackwell into the slot, shoots. Save made through traffic by Blackwood. Blackwell scores!
Four, three, overtime win. Gavin Spittle with the 9 o'clock fist pump here on Sean and RJ. Choppy out on honeymoon vacay. We got Bobby Belt here.
I think that was more Arsenio than Pauly D.
That wasn't good.
What did you think when the game went to overtime?
So kind of funny story. My dog.
You look fresh. You look fresh this morning.
You know what? Thank you. Yeah. Clean threads.
Yeah. Vibrant.
Thank you.
These pants are a little too loose on you. You're fading away, man.
Yeah. New look, man. Shred season. So funny story. I'm watching overtime and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Tim Collins texts me and he says, do you think it's going two overtimes? And I said, this is too wide open. It has to end. All of a sudden, Victory Plus, my screen goes dark. And I'm like, at this time, why would they do this? This is amazing. And then I realized my dog was on my remote control. So I flipped it back and Colin Blackwell was celebrating. So I rewound it and saw how the play happened. So super excited.
Tell us about his story.
So Colin Blackwell is a kid that grew up in Massachusetts, went to St. John's Prep, went to Harvard. For those that don't know, Harvard actually has a really good hockey program. It's very much storied. They play in the Bean Pot every year. So they're, you know, a top-notch program. A lot of pros have come out of Harvard. So suffered a real bad concussion and missed his junior season, most of his senior season. But then was able to play a little bit and then caught on, I believe the San Jose Barracudas were his first team. And he went to Nashville and played for the Milwaukee Admirals and finally got the call up. And he's been basically a journeyman and had one of his best years in Chicago last year. Stars noticed. They sign him. Very reasonable deal. And then he did really well for the Stars when he's played. He provides energy. He provides grit. And now he provides a game-winning overtime goal. It's beautiful.
What have you noticed style-wise after the first two games? Is there anything style-wise with the matchup that has surprised you? I know you were a little concerned about the physicality of the Stars going in. You noted the difference in hits where they were basically evened up yesterday at 45 compared to game one. How are you looking at analyzing this style versus style after the first two?
Yeah, so the definition of physicality in hockey has certainly changed. It used to be drop the gloves and go at it. But physicality is actually a nice check in the corner. You're basically releasing the player or holding the player away from the puck. So you're creating opportunities for yourself. So you could call it physicality. You could call it forecheck, whatever you want to call it. The Stars implemented that. They did not have that in game one. And they really are not a physical team. So for them to come out and do that, it comes back to the coach, Pete DeBoer. He wants his players playing in straight lines. He wants net front presence. Remember, Blackwood, who's the goalie for Colorado, this is his second playoff game. So you almost want to create that frenzy in front of the net And Colin Blackwell did that at the beginning of the game. And when he came back to the bench, you could see the other players say, good job. So they're trying to get under Colorado's skin, let's just say, try to create havoc, because havoc, as we've seen in this series, creates just weird goals. Like, there haven't been many goals where you're like, whoa, that's amazing talent right there. Mm. And that's what happens in the playoffs. It's all about lucky puck bounces, but you make that luck happen.
It seems like, I mean, it seems to me counterintuitive to even think that, like, a hockey team, I just think of it as such a naturally physical sport. Like, I can't even conceive of, like, oh, a team that's just not physical or struggles with that sort of thing. Why hasn't that been, or why do you think that's catching up to Dallas at this late stage of the season? And the response they had yesterday being good, but why wasn't this something that was plaguing them more consistently along the way during the regular season?
Well, they've shown signs, Bobby, and every once in a while they'll pull it out. It's just not their MO. They're based on speed and they're based on talent. So when you see them play and teams allow them freedom to come out of their zone, they are amazingly talented. But what's happened is that teams, similar to what Colorado's doing, they're going to go deep on the forecheck. They are going to really halt that speed. There's a great way to neutralize speed is to exhaust in their own zone. And I think Dallas actually flipped the script later in the game and did that to Colorado, where Colorado was struggling more to get out of their zone. So you're so exhausted coming out of your zone, especially the late stages of the game, that you just need to flip it out and bring another line on.
And things get more physical in the hockey playoffs, like basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. They say the rink gets smaller. And what that means is that everything tightens up. And Craig Ludwig once told me, he's like,
well,
yeah, I know. Name drop. Two-time Stanley Cup winner. There's...
Touchdown.
That's a different... That's good. So there's preseason hockey, and then you ramp it up for regular season hockey, and then it's a different season in the playoffs.
Gavin Spittle in studio here on 105.3 The Fan after the Stars tied things up in overtime.
Is that why there was concern about the style play? Because, like, when you mentioned and you talk about Dallas being such a speed team, if things tighten up, is it just, look, that speed's not going to be the advantage if the rink is smaller. You're not going to be able to get that head of steam and execute the way you want.
Yeah, if you neutralize the Stars' speed, you have a really good chance of beating them. But notice what the Stars have done with trades, picking up Granlund and then utilizing Blackwell in game two. So they're kind of countering and saying, hey, we got some grinders. That's why I said I absolutely love Evgeny Dodonov, specifically in the playoffs. He will always get you a big goal. He did it last year, and we saw last night, got the game-tying goal. So players like that that know where to be, know when to exert their physicality, and just right place at right time. And that's why they miss Jason Robertson, because Jason Robertson is not the best skater, but the puck seems to find Jason Robertson, and he's got a really good shot. So what we have to understand about the Stars right now, and I'm not trying to, like, if Colorado beats them, that's why I'm saying Colorado is one of the better teams in the NHL. It's just a bad matchup. It's a bad matchup for Colorado too.
Yeah.
At the same time, if I took away Cale Makar and, let's say, Martin Natchez from Colorado, I think the Stars would have a really good chance of winning this series. So flip that. The Stars are without Haskinen and they're without Jason Robertson. So, like, our expectations just, I think, have to be leveled a little bit right now.
What was your original pick for the series?
I had Colorado based on how the Stars were playing down the stretch, and I just didn't feel as though you can snap your fingers and make it happen. I still think that minus maybe the late stages of the third and overtime where I thought the Stars finally got to playing their hockey, I just feel as though it's an easier game for Colorado right now, whereas Dallas has to really work hard to make their chances. So it did flip late in the game. Let's see what happens on Wednesday night.
You mentioned Robo, and I remember during a playoff run, like, all the heat was on him. Like, when is he going to do something? When is he going to break out of this? And last night, I felt like PK Subban and some of the others were kind of trying to light that spark under Ratnan.
Yeah.
And PK is like, hey, man, you're the best player on the team. Like, we need you to show up. You need to show that. Let's elevate the energy level.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you think we are with that, and how has he been playing, and what are you expecting?
So I really like Miko Rantanen's two-way game, both offensively and defensively. So I've said on the podcast that, to me, we're really going to see Miko Rantanen next year. We have to understand this player has gone through 4 different systems since January.
Baker
Colorado.
Mayfield.
Yeah. Colorado, Team Finland, then Carolina, and then Dallas. But elite players need to step up. I actually thought Rantanen played pretty well last night. It's just not going in the net right now. I think he's an elite passer. And what we have to understand is, I'll use the Luka example, hate to do it, but just Luka Doncic being on the basketball court opens up opportunities for other players. So while Miko Rantanen might not be scoring, there is a reason that other players are getting open. The bumper position in the middle is on the power play. That was closed for a lot of the year. It's been opening since Miko Rantanen's been there because players can no longer cave toward that middle. They have to go out and challenge Miko Rantanen.
I know you mentioned, we were talking last week, I think, you were talking about how Rantanen already going back to Colorado, already having that experience was a good thing because then you didn't have to worry about that when you get into the playoffs for the first time. The other side of that, though, in terms of a potential emotional lift and advantage for Colorado, how big is a big of an emotional factor is it that Landeskog might make his debut back in Colorado?
I mean, absolutely massive. Think of a team leader. Maybe Dak Prescott, I think, is a good example here.
From paternity leave.
Yeah, that's right.
Shohei Ohtani.
When Sean Sharif comes back into the lineup, I mean, the energy just comes back.
Landeskog would have to miss every other game, though.
I think it says it all when Miko Rantanen, on his night off, tuned into a minor league hockey game to watch his buddy Gabriel Landeskog play. He's just a team leader. He's a presence. He hoisted the cup. A perfect example is when he won the cup, he knew exactly who to give the cup to. Like, he's just that team room guy. So him just even being around the guys right now and the possibility to play. Remember, this happened to the Stars a couple of years ago where Steven Stamkos came back from a game when they were in the bubble against Tampa. So, you know, I think it's a big lift for Colorado. I think the building will be buzzing. However, this Stars
Colorado
team. Yeah.
They'll be buzzing.
There you go.
Weed joke.
This Stars team is really good in playoff road situations. It's almost like they gel.
Is Landeskog more of an emotional boost than he is on the ice? Like, is there a question about it? Like, is it a Willis Reed effect where Willis comes out there and it's supposed to just be an emotional lift rather than he's not necessarily going to make a big impact just coming back with rust and health and other things?
I think he will make both because Landeskog loves to play in front of the net. And that is something that I think Colorado really desires right now. So, I mean, he played 15, 16 minutes when he was, you know, down in the minor league game. So I think he's ready. It's just a question if Jared Bednar, the coach, when does he want to insert him or does he want to insert him? I mean, let's be honest, the third and fourth liners for Colorado were absolutely fantastic last night. Single-handedly almost won the game, them and Nathan MacKinnon.
The podcast got fired up last night after the overtime win. Little past midnight, and Peyton Russell, you found something within that broadcast?
Yeah, Spittle asked me this morning. He was like, hey, you might want to go pull something from the podcast. I was singing a little late last night, so here it is, a short little clip from Gavin Spittle, Spits and Suts.
We did it, folks. 8 games. See you later, baby. Here we go. There's number 1 down. Will we crack number 2? Oh, the Frosties, they will flow. The Frosties, they will flow. Hi, hi, Mario, the Frosties, they will flow.
Fantastic. Well,
is that
see
excitement?
What Lucius says about that.
Yeah. Is that excitement? Is that excitement, or is that also just it's 1 a.m. and I'm also very tired?
Yeah. It's a combination of like being excited and a little you know, I mean, you know.
Send that on over to Lucius. I want to see how he covers
that. No,
that's
all right.
Same
Payton,
energy, Lucius.
Compared to Payton.
You don't have to do that, Payton.
They roasted Payton pretty bad on G-Bag yesterday for his singing. And
I heard.
Yeah, Lucius called him Jim Henson. So
yeah, that was a good reference. That was a good reference.
You have to worry about PR, dealing with all these knuckleheads in here and working side by side with the Cowboys and Rangers. What would be your Mavericks advice? They called you up and they're like, hey, man, you're... You know, Rangers, Cowboys flagship. You talk to the PR people and Charlotte and Steven and Jerry. What would you tell them?
I think just a bit of acknowledgement and honesty goes a long way. And I think acknowledging rather than saying I didn't realize, just saying I know this has been very tough on the fan base. I hope you understand what I was trying to do. It will play out whether I'm right or wrong, but I truly was doing it for my hope of bringing a championship here. That's my job. And I know my job's on the line, but I'm doing the best I can. And then sit in those stands. And that's the biggest thing.
Go back in the stands.
Yeah, and it's very, very tough. Like, you feel for them, but then you don't feel for them because, you know, your franchise has taken a step back. And that's really tough. But, I think honesty, but we're kind of past that point because they should have came out right away and said that. So now it's very tough. How they get past this is going to be interesting.
Thank you, boss. What coffee are you using to get through the day after the late night?
Oh, man, boy, we got some really, really good brews today that we're going to throw. I think we're going to rock something from South America. I can leave some for you for tomorrow morning.
All right.
Yeah, got to leave some for Payton for when he leaves his house so that he's not just dozing off on his drive-in because he won't drink coffee until he gets here.
Yeah, and by the way, I did 45 minutes of that podcast by myself last night, Payton. Just saying.
Gavin Spittle, the Hockey Hawk, spits in suds for all your Stars post-game celebration. We cross-talk and continue to celebrate with the KNC Masterpiece next.